Hi, the People's Playlist.
Hello, People's Playlist.
Hey, what's up, People's Playlist?
Hi, People's Playlist.
Hello, People's Playlist.
The People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
I love the People's Playlist.
Hello, and welcome to the People's Playlist, the show where I choose a theme and you all call on songs to fit that theme. I'm Russ, and I'll be your host for the next hour. And so, first of all, welcome back. I recently moved, and because of everything that goes with that, I decided to take a week off from the show. And I gotta say, I really missed it. I missed you guys. So it's nice to be back, and thank you all for calling in your requests. Speaking of which, this episode is Pedal to the Metal, songs about cars. And I opened it to more than just songs about cars. You know, I asked for songs about driving cars, about crashing cars, about building cars, about car culture in general, and you guys called in a plethora of songs. Some of them are maybe, you know, metaphors, but it's okay, we can work with it. And this hour is crazy, it's got everything. There's country, there's rap, there's ballads, there's metal. I mean, it's a demolition derby of musical genres. So buckle up and let's get to our first request.
Hi, People's Playlist. Mike from Burbank. For songs about cars, one I really dig is Deep Purple's Highway Star. That's a song I'd like to request. Thanks, People's Playlist.
We'll be right back.
People's Playlist. This is Rob in Los Angeles, and thank you for finally doing Songs About Cars, which allows me to request the great Jerry Reed doing Eastbound and Down, which is more than a song about cars. It's really a manifesto of freedom and America and mustaches and really strong beer. Please play.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run. We gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on, he's hot on your trail, and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
This is Lizzie Bott calling with a special request. I would love to hear Drive My Car by the Beatles. This one's for Russ.
Yeah. Asked a girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I told that girl I could start right away.
Hi, People's Playlist. This is Sandra in El Sobrante. I'd love to hear Hot Rod Lincoln by Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that Hot Rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say, I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. Said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew it could catch him, I thought it could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. You could feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down. In the dip she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my Hot Rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that Hot Rod Lincoln.
Hello, People's Playlist. For this month's Songs About Cars, Pedal to the Metal, I'd like to hear Queen's I'm in Love with My Car. Thanks, People's Playlist.
Pumping and
right, there we go. That's our first set. We started that set off with Deep Purple doing Highway Star, then Jerry Reed doing Eastbound and Down from the Smokey and the Bandit soundtrack, then The Beatles doing Drive My Car, then Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen doing Hot Rod Lincoln, which was originally a song by Charlie Ryan and the Livingston Brothers, which is new to me. And then we ended that set with Queen doing I'm in Love with My Car, which was written and sung by the drummer Roger Taylor. And I was reading up on this, and apparently he loved the song so much that when Bohemian Rhapsody was to be released as the first single for the album, Roger locked himself into a cupboard until Freddie Mercury agreed to put it as the B-side of the single. And because of that, that caused a lot of tension in the band later on, because Roger Taylor got a lot of royalties for that song because Bohemian Rhapsody sold so well. So I think that's pretty funny. But anyway, we're going to change things up a bit with this next request.
Hi, People's Playlist. This is Tony, and I'm calling to request Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car by Billy Ocean. Thanks, People's Playlist.
Car. Hello, People's Playlist. This is Tomas in San Francisco, and I like The Cars. The Cars That Go Boom by Lidstrom.
So many kinds, where can we start?
We like them dumb and we like them smart.
I like the ones with the pretty eyes.
Well, I like all kinds of guys.
Stop.
What happened?
How about the ones we especially like?
Which ones?
You know, the ones with the cars that go.
I hear you. Hit it.
Car Song by Elastica. Thank you.
Yeah.
Playlist. It's Matt from New Hampshire. For your automobile program, I would like to request Raven on White Cadillac by White Fence. Thank you.
York, and I'd like to hear No Particular Place to Go by Chuck Berry for this week's request line, Songs About Cars. Thanks.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Particular place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
We started that set off with Billy Ocean doing Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car, then La Trim doing Cars That Go Boom, then Elastica doing Car Song, which I haven't heard in a while, that's a great song, then White Fence doing Raven on White Cadillac, and then we ended that set with Chuck Berry doing No Particular Place to Go. Let's switch it up again, we're going to slow it down and then we'll pick it back up at the end, but here's our next request.
Hey, People Sailors, it's Aaron from L.A., and I'm calling in Old 55 by Tom Waits.
One, two, three, four.
Well, my time went so quickly, I went lickety-splickly. Out to my old 55, as I pulled away slowly, feeling so holy, God knows I was feeling alive. Now the sun's coming up, I'm riding with Lady.
People's playlist. Here's a song about petty workplace thievery, and it's also about cars. It's like stealing post-it notes if post-it notes were something bigger and more expensive. Anyways, it's One Piece at a Time by Johnny Cash.
Well,
I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk. Then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53, and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haul. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67.
Hey, this is Jennifer from New Hampshire. I'd love to hear Car by Jim Noir, who is amazing and awesome, and everybody should listen to Jim Noir constantly. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Just because I like to play my music loud.
Hello, People's Playlist. This is Dave calling from Glendale. And for songs about cars, I would like to hear Midnight City by M83. We'll be right back.
I mean, look, it's a show about cars. If no one was going to call it in, I was going to play it myself. So there we go. We started that last set off with Tom Waits doing Ol' 55, which was famously covered by the Eagles in 1974, which Waits was not a fan of and called it, quote, a little antiseptic, unquote. Then we had Johnny Cash doing One Piece at a Time, and you should check out the Wikipedia page to see a photo of the car described in the song. It was built by some mechanic in Nashville. He actually put it together. There's a picture of Johnny in the car. It's pretty cool. After that was Jim Noir doing Car, great song. Then M83 doing Midnight City. And then we ended that with Gary Numan doing Cars. And according to Wikipedia, Gary Numan said that the lyrics were inspired by an incident of road rage. Quote, I was in traffic in London once and had a problem with some people in front. They tried to beat me up and get me out of the car. I locked the doors and eventually drove up the pavement and got away from them. It's kind of to do with that. It explains how you can feel safe inside a car in the modern world. When you're in it, your whole mentality is different. It's like your own little personal empire with four wheels on it. So, there you go. That's Cars for you. And I thought it tied in nicely because the song that's playing underneath right now is called Nary Gooman, and that's me and my friend Tony playing that song because we love Gary Numan. He's awesome. So, you know, some people might call the song cheesy, my girlfriend included, but I like the song. So, there you go. Anyway, that'll do it for the show. I hope you all enjoyed it. I want to remind you that we're on Facebook, and I hope you'll join the Facebook page because it's pretty cool. It's a good reminder of upcoming themes, and I post videos for songs that didn't make the show, and you can find that at facebook.com/thepeoplesplaylist. We're also on Twitter, @peeps_playlist. I haven't been too good about updating that, but I'll try to be better, so please follow it. As always, you can listen to this and past shows at thepeoplesplaylist.podbean.com. And why not? The People's Playlist Hotline, 626-782-5478. That's 626-782-LIST. Thanks for listening, and please spread the word to other people who might be interested. I hope to get more people requesting, and that'll do it. Stay tuned for a new theme coming up in 1 week. Thanks. Bye.